Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And here is a bonus segment with Dave Spadaro and Glenn Mack now, as Glenn offers his bold predictions for Monday night's game against the Packers.
All right, here's three for you, Dave. The first one, obviously, it's iffy. We don't know what Ryan Matthews with Darren Sproles, how much they'll play, how much they'll not. But I've liked what I've seen out of Wendell Smallwood so far this year. I thought he did a nice job coming in reserve against Seattle last week. I think he's going to get some chance today, regardless of injuries or not. I am telling you that Wendell Smallwood is going to get 75 rushing yards minimum. Now, the Packers, you remember the start of this year, they had some incredible numbers against the run. They have been exposed. In the last two games, the Packers have given up 305 rushing yards. Eagles could have a very good day running the ball. Wendell Smallwood's going to be part of that.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
All right, number two. I always try to give you the guy who's going to hurt you, and I usually try to make it a guy who's not a marquee guy. It is their marquee guys. That's who's going to hurt you. This may not be the boldest prediction in the world, but I will tell you that Davante Adams and Jordy Nelson are both terrific. Each of them, by the way, has 53 catches. Between the two of them, they already have 15 touchdowns. In this game against the Eagles, they will combine for two touchdowns. I don't know if one will get both or they'll split them apiece, but those two guys against the Eagles, very banged up cornerbacks, are going to be dangerous. I put them down for two TDs.
I think that's a victory for the Eagles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I expect
big-time
points scored in this game.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
I can see that.
All right.
Speaking of big-time points, Dave Spadaro, you walked right into my wheelhouse. Here you go. Number three prediction. Your Philadelphia Eagles this week will put up at least 30 points. It's going to be...
Oh, my gosh. Against a team that's allowed 30 points in each of the last four games?
Hey.
Come on!
What's
so bold about that?
I make the bold prediction. You applaud. That's the way this works.
All right.
Yes, with their backs against the wall last week against Washington, the Packers gave up 42 down there. They have surrendered. You know what? You're right. They've given up 89 the last 2 days. Let's scratch that. Hold on.
35 points.
Oh,
there you go. Do I hear 40? I'm going with 35. Their defense was shredded the other night. Kirk Cousins, your favorite quarterback, got 375 yards. The Eagles will put up 35 points. Mark it down. You persuaded me.
In a 35-24 victory over the Green Bay Packers.
I'll take that.
Bold predictions. Glenn Mack now. Thanks for joining us.